As we lean on your everlasting arms, knowing we're upheld by you, we know that we can come and say, oh, we need you. We know that we can ask, oh, God, would you give us deeper hunger for you? We know that we can bless the things that you are doing and to be grateful for the ways that you are moving in our lives and moving in our midst. Thank you. We know that we can come not having to show how much we deserve it, because Jesus, you've already made it possible. We don't have to earn, deserve, prove. And we don't have to come this morning, Father, ashamed of anything, because that's what forgiveness is for. That's what your grace is for. That's what restoration is for. We don't have to come hiding anything. We don't have to come with our eyes looking down to you. We can look up to you because we're fully accepted already in Jesus. So, Father, this morning as we come, we simply say, Holy Spirit, do all that you desire to do. We want to be wide open, not just for the works that would come, but we want to be wide open because we want you. Saturate our soul, Father. Blow through the areas of our soul that need to be revived, where there may be dead things that need to be brought back to life, that we may not even be aware of, but that you and your love and your mercy and your grace, you call us into. And Father, may we step out into those deeper places. Father, would you keep fear of what your Spirit would do in our lives from hindering us from the fullness of what you want to do? You're good, and we can trust you. Father, do what only you can do in us, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
I just want to take a minute before we go into this closing song of worship together to just be vulnerable with you all and offer, encourage you and even ask that you would be vulnerable with me in return. The word that keeps coming to mind through all of this is privilege, this privilege that we have as God's children, the access to his Spirit, to be living this life with him. And there were a few things that were coming to mind. And so I'm going to ask some questions, and I'll raise my hand if it applies to me. And I'm going to ask that you raise your hand if it applies to you too. Have any of you ever woken up before church and thought, man, I love God, but I'm not totally feeling church today. I'm not really feeling like going. Has anyone ever felt that before? I'm going to be honest, I said those words this morning to Jake. I love Jesus, right? But, I mean, we all have those moments. It happens. What about, you know, maybe I love God, but I have so much on my plate that I just don't really feel like sitting in his presence this morning. Yeah. We've all had times where there are other things taking our attention, or we just don't, you know, feel like it. But to remind ourselves of this great privilege, I was thinking when Pastor Mark gave the sermon about school, and he kept saying, you know, school is a privilege. And it is, right? Not everybody has access to education, and we can, I remember being in school, and there were times where I was like, oh, I don't feel like going to school today. But I would have to remind myself, man, I am blessed to have access to education. And there's nothing wrong with being privileged. But where trouble sneaks in is when we take it for granted, right? If we have access to school, but we don't try, we don't go, you know, and we are completely taking for granted the fact that we have that privilege. And same with these things from Jesus. He offers his Spirit to us. He offers his presence to us every day. So may we not take that for granted. we are so blessed. And in that, another area that trouble sneaks in with privilege is when we don't fight for other people to have those same privileges. You know, we look at education and we're like, oh, we need, you know, children in other countries to have access to education. Well, this privilege that we have in Jesus, may we fight for other people to have that same privilege. And we need his Spirit for that. So just encouraging us this morning to not take it for granted, to desperately seek his presence, and to wait upon his Spirit this morning.
Tomorrow will bring.
So if you want to spend some time with the Lord still more, feel free to do that. But this morning, I simply bless the hunger. I know that there's hunger in lives, and that is a good thing. I believe you're here because there's hunger in your heart for the Lord. And so no matter where that level of hunger is, bless the hunger in the name of Jesus. And we say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. May all that you intend, Lord, come to fruition as we live in these last days. Bless the hunger. Go in his peace. Go thirsting for him.